Newmarket resident Shirley Rundle has to move out of her home of 7 years as development comes in. The place she rented is one of the buildings planned for demolition to make way for an assisted living facility proposal at 603 Davis Drive, along with 18 and 22 Bolton Avenue. Rundle, a senior, said she got the heads up that she would have to move a couple of months ago. But she added that she hopes what is coming in will serve local seniors well. "We need assisted living, but we need affordable rent," she said, adding that such facilities elsewhere are asking for $4,000 monthly. "I'm a single mother. I can't afford that." Sunrise Senior Living is proposing the assisted living facility and memory care building, across from Southlake Regional Health Center and beside the Medical Arts Building. The building proposed would be 6 stories tall, have 96 rooms, a 55-space underground parking garage with more parking on ground level. The project will involve the demolition of 2 existing residences, along with the 2-story multi-tenant medical office. Sunrise and its agent, Walker, Knott, Dragicevic Associates Limited, could not be reached for comment before publication deadline. They said in a planning justification report that the building would suit the area well, conforming to municipal plans and providing a transition between Southlake and the residential neighborhoods nearby. The proposed development represents an appropriate form of redevelopment for the subject site, contributing to an improved streetscape and pedestrian realm along Davis Drive, while also contributing to the mixed-use character of the regional healthcare character area, the justification report said. The report said the building would have common areas, dining areas, a laundry room, a physical therapy room and a spa, plus family rooms and a roof garden. Lawyer Leo Kinahan has worked out of the 603 Davis Doctor Building for 18 years. He said the timing could have been better, but he was planning to move anyway. He suggested the facility could be appropriate, though traffic will be a concern. If it's an assisted living facility, it's in need. It's got to go somewhere. I suppose it can go in here, he said. It's just going to make traffic congestion worse for this area. A traffic study included in the application said it is expected to generate 27 two-way trips during the weekday A.M. peak period and 36 two-way trips during the P.M. peak period. The C.F. Crozier and Associates Inc. study said nearby intersections are still performing well. The application is still processing, with the town website indicating no approvals are yet in place and no public meetings have been scheduled. Rundle said if it goes ahead, she wishes for it to serve the community well. "I'm hoping that this is going to be more helpful for the seniors, because we need it."